Well, one of the major banks has been caught again charging dead customers and collecting fees for no service. Westpac has admitted to charging 11,000 deceased customers for financial advice and a string of other violations. In response, the corporate regulator, ASIC, has launched legal action against the bank. I spoke a short time ago to ABC Business reporter Daniel Ziffer. Dan, good afternoon. What are these proceedings all about?
Well, it's six separate civil proceedings, all against Westpac, and on issues as varied as not disclosing fees that they've charged customers, overcharging accounts that were then onsold to debt collectors, charging dead customers 4,000 times, and essentially breaching existing laws that stand to protect consumers from behaviour exactly like this.
And how does this fit into the bigger picture, Dan? Is this linked to the Royal Commission into banking misconduct?
So none of these were specifically referred from the Banking Royal Commission, which brought down its findings almost 3 years ago. But they are linked. First of all, we heard about charging the dead through Commonwealth Bank. We found out that other banks did it as well, not through really any malicious intent, just through a failure of being able to kind of have a system to deal with when that happened to customers. But the bigger picture here is about things like fee for no service, which is exactly what it sounds like on the tin. Now, Westpac and other local banks have returned about $1.6 billion that they stole from customers by charging them fees where they didn't do anything. And this kind of continues down that road where you see that banks still haven't got their systems right so that they can meet the law and do the right thing by their customers and only charge them for services they've actually provided.
Daniel, I guess a question that a lot of us would have is that how on earth does this keep on happening?
Well, there's been a failure of investment over a lot of years. You know, something that the market has kind of kicked Westpac for in the last year and a bit is its increased cost base. It's spending more money. But as these cases show, you have to spend more money when you're in a really regulated environment, when you're dealing with other people's money. And let's not forget, when you essentially have a license to print money. All of Australia's banks make multiple billion-dollar profits each year or in recent years, and they all pretty much sit inside our top five listed companies. These are very profitable companies with a large position in an industry that everyone has to use. So they haven't spent the money to become legally compliant because until recently, it just hasn't been that important to them.
But isn't this also a moral issue? They must know they're doing the wrong thing.
Well, this is the biggest issue, and it's something that we found within the Royal Commission when I was reporting on it. The good news was that almost all of these problems were raised internally. Either an IT person in Bangalore or a junior lawyer, you know, someone inside the bank would raise and say, hey, this isn't right, or I think this might be illegal. The problem was that at a more senior level in the bank, they just couldn't get the impetus, the investment, or in any way kind of the excitement to kind of deal with these problems and meet the law. So we're seeing that now, but it does cost money, and that's another pressure for banks as they kind of deal with this very different business environment.
What does it do for public trust in banks that this just keeps on happening?
It comes at a really interesting time for banks. Certainly when the commission was on, I kept on arguing with bank executives who were really concerned about more regulation. I'd try and tell them that the existential threat is technology. You know, Apple has a credit card. More people are using their phones to pay for items. Online banks, and certainly in the mortgage area, are exploding, what's called fintech, financial technology. So there's kind of a larger fight going on as banks face a new wave of competitors who aren't as saddled with dealing with an existing customer base or legacy systems and can kind of innovate and do things a bit cheaper. It doesn't say a lot about the morality of banks that all of these problems have existed largely across the industry in different banks in the same way for many years. So the Royal Commission was a wake-up call. Cases like this are essentially the mopping up.
That's ABC Business reporter there, Daniel Ziffer.